That's the book.
Oh, it's coming along. I'm just having some trouble with this one chapter.
What was the book about again? I know you told me. I just...
It's a love story.
That's nice. I mean, no one writes about love anymore. It's just become so cynical and depressing. I thought about writing a novel. I just don't know what to write about.
Hello everyone, this is Gruesome Herzog. My very special guest today is director Richard Powell and producer Zach Green. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you, buddy? Great.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you guys on here.
Great, thank you.
You have two projects, the one that you sent to me, we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but one I found yesterday, and I almost fell on the floor going through convulsions because I want to see it.
Awesome.
It's called Consumption in 2008. It's a short horror film with 31 minutes long.
Everything pretty much lined up, didn't it?
It did. It's odd, though, meeting face to face. It's like meeting a new person. I'd like it very much if you could tell me something about yourself.
Like a quirk, right?
Well, sure.
Excellent. Now, have you prepared anything?
Yes, and I'll speak to the camera.
Definitely. So we're ready to begin then.
Can you guys give us any good information about this?
Yeah, sure. Consumption is it's a short horror film, and it's loosely based on true events which took place 2 years ago. Basically, it's a story about consensual cannibalism. In the true story, a man put an ad in the paper looking for somebody willing to be killed and eaten, and surprisingly, he had many applicants. He eventually chose one of those applicants. They met, had dinner, drank wine, and then he ended up castrating, killing, and eating the other man. And basically, I heard about that story, and I read a lot of true crime. I'm always looking at the headlines just for what's going on in this world. And that just jumped up amongst everything else. That's something that just stuck in my brain, and I was thinking about it. And I just started thinking about, you know, what would make somebody do that, you know, on both sides, not just the killer, but
right.
The victim. And so the idea of what are the motivations behind an act like that? Why would somebody be willing to be killed and eaten? And so basically that started my imagination. And then, you know, a couple months later, the short script was written, and me and Zach decided that was going to be our first film under Fatal Pictures.
All right. And now I'm getting infatuated by, what if you guys would make this a full length?
A full length of Consumption?
Yes.
That's something that has been a possibility for a while, actually. Me and Zach had originally just planned to make that short and then go on to another project, which we eventually did, Worm.
Right.
And our plan was to do a Consumption feature after Worm, but we ran into some difficulties with some of the things we were trying to get together, so we basically decided let's just keep plugging the film. And in the process of plugging the short film Worm, and from a lot of the great response we've been getting, and we just feel really strongly about that film, we decided maybe let's try a Worm feature first. We thought that would be the more natural entrance into the debut of our feature, considering we wanted to maybe go off some of the steam that we picked up with Worm, kind of keep the ball rolling on that project. But I think in the future, a Consumption feature could definitely happen. Like I remember me and Zach sat down and we knocked out a concept for a feature not too long ago, and actually we think it's really solid. It's even more disturbing than the short. I think it goes in places the short was only beginning to hint at, and I think that's something that could happen in the future, definitely.
That thing would, I tell you right, if you guys ever work that out and get that out there, do you imagine how much of a hot film that would be? That would
be a cult classic. Consumption. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the consumption feature will happen. It's a great. There's a great story there. Like for anyone who sees the short film, definitely get at us at fatalpictures.com if you'd like to see Consumption or Worm. If it's not at a festival near you already, or if you're in Canada, Consumption's on television on Moviola. But what I was saying that. If you watch Consumption from start to finish, you'll see that there is a lot of places you can venture off and build a lot more story and backstory and really maybe, you know, just we could show you how they first got to meeting each other, the two characters in the film. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
But I am pretty sick of seeing everyone making short films and then blowing it up into a feature. Like, everyone's doing that shit. It's like, yeah, that's cool if it's appropriate to do that. Don't
right.
just do that because you already have a story and you just want to make it bigger. Me and Richard are only doing that because we really strongly believe there's a lot more story we can go off and show you. We're not just writing a script just to write it and
right,
get
right,
it out there. There's
right.
a lot that we're going to show you and you're going to love it. Like, Worm, there's a lot that we didn't get to show you. It's only one day in this character. We're going to venture off into the backstory. You're going to go home with Jeffrey Dodd, see what he's doing at home. You're going to learn a lot more about him because there's a lot more to venture into the story, unlike a lot of other shorts that the story is already all told, A to Z, in the short film. Our short films were, well, just Worm and Consumption, for example, we did get everything across in the shorts, but there's tons more to go into.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Exactly. And for anyone who's seen the shorts or go read all the wonderful reviews circulating on the internet, you'll see how much more story there is to dabble into. And there's no question if you watch either of those movies, you will see everything you've ever wanted in that story, plus even more. You will not be like, oh, I wish I could have saw that.
Right.
That'll be done, plus more.
Not just that. Worm began as a feature-length treatment that I turned into a short, so it began as a feature-length idea.
Right.
I pared it down into one day rather than the full arc of this character's life. So.
Just to see how it would go. But I'll tell you what, since you're talking about it, I'll bring it up now. But it's called Worm 2010. It's a 20-minute short drama thriller. You guys sent me a copy the other day, and I got it, and I watched it. You know, I was so intrigued by this movie. You heard my review on it. But what was so neat about this movie is, you don't ever see this hardly ever, is the teacher is actually sitting there in class. Now, I'm not giving up the way because the trailer, I'm going to explain what they see in the trailer. But he's sitting there in front of the classroom looking at every student, and he's talking in his head. You know, I mean, he's talking to himself. And some of the shit that he says, it's like, wow. Imagine all over the world how many teachers would actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe... I'm not going to give it away, but you know what I'm talking about. Except for that point, maybe, but just imagine my niece, who's 16, we have custody of, we have custody of her, you know? And I said, did you ever wonder what your teacher's...
Oh, really thinking?
I said, did you ever wonder what your teacher's thinking about you that your teachers ain't saying? I said, I got something for you to watch. I'm terrible. Now she's all paranoid and shit now. No, but... not to get off track, but when I watched this, phenomenal. I actually loved this, and I was so disappointed because it was a short film that I wanted to see more. And I understood it. You know how you are. You watch something, you're so focused into it, and all of a sudden it ends.
Yeah, I know. And that's a response we're getting over and over and over again. People are just almost really getting into it, and they get lost in the story.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, it comes to an end. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. The teacher, Robert Nolan,
yeah.
What a performance by this man.
Wonderful actor. Wonderful, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is. And
can't say anything else about that man.
I love the scene with the other teacher, I guess, has comes in that room, and he's trying to write his story. And that was great as well. I'm not going to say it.
That honestly is one of my favorite parts. Some of my favorite facial expressions are in that scene.
Yes.
And love it.
And not only that, he's making other people think, I wonder if my coworkers are doing the same damn thing when I'm talking about somebody that I know that's dying of cancer. You know what I mean? This movie this movie makes a lot of people think.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, and it's like, it'll make a lot of people think, and guess what? That's actually what they're fucking thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, you never know. Like, we're really showing you what cynical, what people really might be. You never know. I guarantee you some of your teachers out there are that man, but you will never know.
And that's what the film is trying to say, is what's terrifying. Is, a lot of things are on the surface scary, like, you know, a man running at you with a knife, or, you know, somebody in a mask, or whatever. Those things are on the surface terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you can see that coming.
You can't see this coming, and that's the world we live in. The possibilities are endless, unfortunately. You never know what you're sitting beside.
Are you just getting him so fucking frustrated that he's just going to whip out a gun and just kill you right there? Because he might just do that.
Right. It's like that one scene. I think it's in a trailer. I could be wrong, but I don't. I will go real gently on it. But there's a part where he says, I bet you there's scars on top of your head. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah, that's when he's marking papers. He's marking papers in the classroom and just, like, having inner thoughts of the students. Yeah.
And
stuff like that is, that's, you know, part of me, the writer, and then part of me just, you know, the deep, deep cynic in me as well. Because I think, you know, to be a writer, you have to have some kind of an inner darkness,
it's
right?
It's kind of fucked up, right?
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
You know. And so it's like, to me, it's like, you know, some people dream of elaborate kill scenes, and they dream up elaborate this and that in their horror films. Well, to me, I was like, what can I come up with that's just really going to grab you by the throat when you hear it? And that's what I was trying to do with the monologues in this film, right, is let's see if I can creep people out with words, because it's very easy to do it with blood and guts and violence.
Yes.
Let's see if
you
can get the same effect with words. And I think that was the point, to really get under people's skin with some of the things Jeffrey's thinking.
And it's very, I love it. When I read reviews like, oh, I was so uncomfortable from start to finish, like, that's amazing. I'd love to hear that, because that's kind of pretty much what we wanted to do.
Yeah, the point of it.
Yeah, and if we can make you feel that way, I'm pretty sure we did our job.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's like he gave that kid that low grade because he's being a dick.
Yeah, that kid is supposed to be like the top student of the class, always gets great marks, and he was expecting good marks. And as you can see, the little game Jeffrey is playing with him in the classroom.
You could do better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then right at the end of the short, there's that paper on the ground. I ain't gonna say no more, but I gotta be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, just brilliant fucking writing, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is.
Just linking it, it's just wonderful. I mean, I can't say enough about the writing.
So, who was the writer, actually?
Richard.
It can't be Richard Powell, because I don't think he's that talented. It has to be somebody else. Who was it?
Can't be Richie.
Oh, it was Boog Powell.
Yeah. just fucking wonderful writing. And honestly, like, the consumption, I want everyone to see the short film Consumption 2. Wonderful story there. It's not just about a crazy cannibal. There's an actual consent. For the cannibalism to go down. It's a true story. That took place in Germany. It's not just bullshit.
Consumption, the short film, it does have the gore. It does have some pretty strong violence.
But it's true.
It's about the relationship. That's what I'm interested in.
It's not, the movie's not about the final cannibal act. It's about the nice story around the cannibal act.
Right.
Cannibal act just happens to go down to make it a genre film.
And one thing that also is important, with Consumption, it's like, it's only a horror film to the audience. And in most horror films, the people in the horror films are terrified.
Are bad people, too.
In our short film, these people are happy. They're doing what they want to be doing. They're lost in this delusional fantasy that what they're about to do is something powerful, and it's emotional and romantic. And that's uncommon. In almost every horror film, you have at least one terrified party and one menacing, malicious party. Not in this one. In this, you have two people that appear sane and level-headed.
Right.
But to the audience, we know what's going on is deeply disturbing.
Yeah, like the professor George Cubbard, I believe.
Yeah, he gives the victim an out. He's like, "Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this?" And you know, most horror films, the villain.
He's just a very, very smart professor who's looking for something to do, and he wants to indulge in the act of cannibalism. He wants to taste the human.
The ultimate taboo, right?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I refuse to watch the Consumption trailer only because of what I've seen. I don't want it to ruin the short film. Now,
You tell me you've never cut someone up in your basement and tried them?
Well, I don't mean that harshly. I mean, because I'm so into wanting to see this. I don't want, you know, I mean, it's, I'm a weirdo when it comes to that. Something that really has my interest, I'm afraid that if I watch a trailer that...
you might actually indulge in the act yourself. No. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yes,
no.
Yes. Okay, now you had... I'll edit this part out, but yes, it's true! No, I did watch some of it, but I stopped it because, you know what, I don't want it ruined. I don't want it ruined. You know, I want to be able to see from start to finish. I don't, you know what I mean? Some trailers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that really has my interest. I will definitely check that out. If I can watch it, I will.
Yeah, no, I will make sure you watch it. Not a problem. Yeah, I will make sure.
But that looks good. Now, let's talk about your company. I find it very interesting, your websites, and then you made a blog, too. So if you want to plug your blog and your website.
Yeah, sure. I'll start, and I'll let Richard finish it off here. We just started a blog recently. Because our fatalpictures.com, sorry, I just had to switch phones there. The fatalpictures.com domain, it's up and running for any news you want to see, but we haven't been able to update that in a little bit of time now, due to financial problems. All of our money right now is tied up in this next film we're going to camera on in March. So all of our financial money, yeah, we got to kick into our film. Our next film we're shooting on Red. There are some fees, you know, on the post end that we're going to have to, luckily we're not hopefully going to have to raise the money because we already have a little bit of money socked away for back end stuff, editing, post, stuff like that. Luckily our cinematographer is coming on with the Red and we don't have too many expenses there because we have good rapport with people. Mm-hmm. And you get good rapport with people by working with them and, you know, just working, and eventually you'll build up something with them, some sort of good relationship.
Right.
Professionals recognize other professionals, you know, that's how it goes.
But
definitely check out fatalpictures.com, fatalpictures.blogspot.com for all the good news and up to date updates on the blog. The .com will be revamped shortly. We're also on Facebook. You can check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Facebook, twitter.com/Fatal Pictures. So we're all over the internet if you want to contact us or see what we're up to. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's good. That's how you can find us.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you again very much, Scott, for having us on the podcast. Loved it. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Yeah, like you said, in case the listeners are listening, when you do listen, on the on their website, there is the trailer for Worm. It's also on there, too. Now, when you click on the website, the trailer will automatically play. So if you get squirmish and you can't handle a teacher... you might want to run away. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let me just interrupt you for one second there.
Go ahead.
There actually is no official trailer for Worm. We actually have released three clips.
Right, right.
We released three clips from the actual movie.
Right.
The reason being, we felt if we cut a trailer, we would probably be giving too much content away in the trailer, and we didn't want to ruin anything. We didn't want to spoil anything. So we've released three wonderful clips to give you a nice taste of what Worm is about. Without spoiling anything.
Right. I actually used two of the clips in my review.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. And for consumption, there actually are two trailers for consumption out there on the net, on Vimeo, on YouTube, on our website. You can check out all of our content. And also, if you're in Canada, for any of the great Canadian listeners, we're on digital cable on Moviola. I'm not sure what the channel is in your area. You'd have to check that out. But if you go to moviola.ca, I believe Consumption's playing there for the next two to three years, I believe they bought the rights.
Whatever.
And Worm will also actually be broadcasted on television in the next few months after it's finished its festival run. I will definitely be posting that information as well.
You know, that makes me sick. Okay, now you Canadians, you know, you being in Canada, the Canadians have an advantage to be able to watch that on television. But people who are stuck here in the United States don't get that privilege. And that really,
it's unfortunate.
That really pisses me
that we're not in your great country over there of America.
That really pisses me the fuck off, you know what I mean?
Oh, pisses me the fuck off. I'm stuck down here in Canada. I'm not too happy about that, I tell you.
No, but trust me, Canadians, watch it, because you guys are lucky, because We have
there are some very, very talented filmmakers in this country, don't get me wrong, and just hoping to break out of here.
Well,
we got to break out.
You got two breakouts coming.
I appreciate that. I hope you're right. You know, me and Richie, we just want to make great content for this world to watch, and we just want to make good films for everyone to watch. That's our goal here.
Well, I've seen one so far, and that's why I got in contact, because it really caught my attention.
I really, really, really appreciate that, buddy, and I hope the world will get to see the Worm feature film very soon.
Very soon. I can't wait to get my screener 20 years from now.
20 years from now, fuck that, buddy. No, but you can actually check out, we're going to camera on our next short film titled Familiar.
Okay.
Which is a wonderful little story. I'll let Richard explain that to you.
Well, I don't want to give too much about the story away, but I will say it involves Jeffrey Dodd's twin brother, John, and the role is being reprised by Robert Nolan as the twin brother. So if the short film Worm intrigues you, I think Familiar will definitely...
Familiar, yeah. There are similarities because it is of the genre. But, like, thriller-ish type stuff, a little bit of blood.
Yeah,
we don't want to get too much away.
It goes a little bit darker, a little bit bloodier, but it deals with the same themes, the same characters, the characteristics of Worm. You'll definitely see...
We're not rehashing any of the same characters.
Imagine just if, you know, Worm is one side of the coin and Familiar is the other side.
Nothing repetitive. It's just, the only thing repetitive you're going to see is fucking amazing, talented acting.
A
great cinematographer that was shooting on Red, Michael Yari Davidson, wonderful, wonderful cinematographer. I just want to shout him out. Michael Yari Davidson, amazing man, great, great cameraman. I'm very excited to go to camera on with him.
Now, rumor has it that one of the characters in The Worm is a janitor by the name.
Really make money. It's true, actually. Rich actually brought that character in. Let him tell you about it.
Yeah, he wanders the halls looking for the dead victims of Jeffrey Dodd.
Yeah, and then he cleans up their messes and all the.
You know
fuck
what's actually?
Blood.
You know what's actually funny? I'm probably halfway through writing The Worm feature, and there is a janitor character, so maybe I think we'll give him Mr. Guider. I think that could be a good name for him.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just might see him rehashing the feature.
Yep, he might get some screen time.
Yeah.
I would love that. That would be funny as shit. hear my name as a character.
I think that could happen.
Oh, you might just see him.
Yep.
Oh my god. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Scott Guider, the janitor. Oh my god. That'd be awesome. That would be cool.
Well, I think that's
beautiful, buddy.
All right, take
care. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.
Take care, bud.
Bye-bye.
Bye.